is to take out from this week's parasha. Some things you've heard from me already. Even if yes, most of these things need chazara, including for myself. The first inyan in the parasha is the etzem concept of Yom HaShmini, the korbanos of the Yom HaShmini, which korbanos of Miluim. After the Shiva Simba Miluim came the Yom HaShmini, the special korbanos of Chinuch. The first day, Aleph Nisan, was the day of Ashras HaShchin in the Mishkan. It had its own unique korbanos. It was the chinuch of the Mishkan. It was the chinuch of Aharon Ubanov becoming Kayanim. Kayanim Gdolim and Kayanim. Every chinuch of something has its unique qualities. Over here, the chinuch of the Kayanim, the chinuch of the Mishkan, Migdosh, had its specific korbanos, its specific dinim. But the concept of chinuch is something which exists in everything in life. The reish is the beginning of something, sets the tone to the person's attitude towards that thing. And just like we have specific mitzvah by Mishkan, by Migdosh, special mitzvahs of Boi Bayoim, the beginning of the Avodah, of the Ashras HaShchina, the Kayhanim have the special Korbanos Chinuch, so too the Reishis of everything has firstly we find it by many other things too. When a person plants a field, things begin to grow. Mitzvahs bikurim, the reishis of the sodeh, he has to take it and he has to bring it laHashem as a korban. Reishis hagez has its chinuch. You have to bring it to Hashem. Shmuel said to give it practically to the kohen. Is the reishis. Food is also to eat before you take off the truma, that reishis, you give it to the kohen, you mafresh it, you mekadesh it. Every dough that's made, the reishis, the challah, has to be taken off and given off. HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The reishis sets, it's the chshivis, and it shows what's the tachlis of this. What's the tachlis of having all of these orchards? By taking the reishis, being magdishit l'Hashem, you're setting the tone. What's the purpose of all of my nechosim that are of all the produce that's growing? All these nechosim that are coming to me, the gaze, that grew. As a person taking it for himself, he has to set the tone. What's the reishis? What's the purpose of all of this? Before a person can eat any food, he has to take off the reishis and designate it LaHashem. What's the purpose of food supposed to be? When a person makes a dough, what's going to be the purpose of this? You set the tone of the whole attitude towards the thing. That's the concept of reishis, of chinuch of something. Just like there's a chinuch of Mishkon, Migdosh, there's a chinuch of all the above mentions things, which is what's the concept of being mechan of something. That's how you begin doing the avodah. That's the haschol of that thing. So too is the concept of shnois chinuch of a person. That's why the importance of the years, of the younger years of a person, it sets the tone for his life. That's for that reason why education in younger years, the first years, is so crucial. That was where the battle began. After generations, let's say, taking the United States specifically, all over the world, where Jews came to the new world, most Yidden arrived to the new countries before the establishment of Jewish day schools, before the establishment of Jewish chinuch. Most were lost to Yiddishkeit. Out of the Yidden arrived, millions of Yidden arriving in the United States in the 1880s, 1890s, turn of the century, before World War I, almost no one survived Yiddishkeit-wise. My grandfather told me he was born in 1910. In Boston. He didn't know a word of English till he went to first grade public school. Besides that, at home, they spoke Yiddish. In the streets, in the neighborhoods, there were hundreds of thousands of Yidden in Boston. All of his friends, no one knew a word of English. They all grew up speaking straight Yiddish. Twenty years later, when Rabbi Yosher Ber came in the 30s to Boston, said there wasn't a... He was able to give a shiur on Yedde Sugye in Shas, Yedde Noise Beat, in Kotshim and Taris, in Mikvois and Uktsin. He had a festive tzibur of Lomdim from the older generation who were mamash holding with. He would be able to give a shiur on any topic, anywhere in Shas. The older island was with him. My grandfather told me from his generation, he says, not that his year, school year, from all the hundreds of kids that he knew growing up in Boston with him, he says, he named me the name, there were four names that remained Shomrei Shabbos. What went wrong? The parents, most of them were Erlach, with a lot of them had Nisyonis, but a lot, between all the Yidden who were Moisa Nefesh and Mesiris Nefesh Noiro to keep Shabbos and Yiddishkeit and all them, but second generation, they didn't manage to give it over. As much as even those who managed Mesiris Nefesh Niflo, the first generation, to keep Shabbos and Kashrus and Tiris and Mishpacha, everything with a tremendous, horrific Mesiris Nefesh. The next generation, what was the problem? There wasn't a Chinuch. So what do they think? Okay, they'll learn when they're older. They'll go to the regular American schools. They shouldn't suffer like we suffer being immigrants. And they'll learn in Talmud Torah in the afternoons, Sunday, the afternoons. What's the problem? Those are the most crucial years of a child. You can't leave Limud HaTorah for the afternoon. Again, what's the chinuch? What's the tone of the day? What does a Jew do if a kid wakes up and he has to go to school, and it's only 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock in the afternoon that he comes home, and now he can sit some time for learning? The tone on what's important in life, what's important in education, was set by the beginning of the day. That's what the concept of chinuch. The earlier years of life. You can't say, okay, at age 20 he'll sit down and he'll become a Talmud Chacham. It's unique. It doesn't happen in a normal way. Because the Shneis Chinuch are what defines what a person is and who he is and what he is. That's the Shneis Chinuch on a person. It's a concept of Chinuch and everything. How does a Jew wake up? The way a person sets his tone in the morning, that sets his tone for the rest of the day. How a person begins a Bein Hazmanim, it sets his tone for Bein Hazmanim. It's a kunst to hold on to all the great decisions that you decide at the beginning, good. But at least if you make the right decision, you set a certain tone, you set a certain path, there's great hope that you'll keep up to something. A person sets a certain attitude of prikas oil to go off, what the beginning of Bein Hazmanim. Yeah, I'll help myself out in the rest of Bein Hazmanim to have my Zdorim and to keep myself Jewish. What's the tone that a person sets? It's always said at the beginning of something. It's the concept of chinuch, that's aleph base. That's the yesod of concept of chinuch. You mechanech something. When something's important, that's the way you set the tone. Yes. Gracious la Hashem. Because that's what my day is for. That's what my... It's showing everything. That's what my money is for. That's what my gaze is for. That's what my food is for. There's a purpose, setting the tone and the purpose for everything that's done. And that's the concept of chinuch of life. That's the importance of the younger years being used. Those are the years that a person forms himself. He sets the tone of who he is and what he is. That's when a person shapes himself. If it's true in a theoretical idea, in chinuch and objects, in monetary aspects, and so much true in a person's own life, when those are the most precious years, when a person forms himself and creates himself. Rabbi Aaron Kotler used to say it's crucial for the first kuf of a person after his chasana to learn in koydel. Set the tone of your Jewish home. What are you? Who are you? What are you? What type of person are you? What type of home are you building? In the Mishkan, in the Mikdash, in this week's parasha, we have there's many mitzvahs of Moira Mikdash. There's the mitzvah of Isser to do avoida while being gadol pera, while having not properly groomed hair. A kohen who does avoida, if he hadn't had a haircut within a month, it's more than a month last time a kohen has a haircut, he's not allowed to do avoida. If he does avoida, if it's been over a month since his previous haircut, what's his punishment? Misa, death. Serious business. Shsuya yayin. He drank Ravias yayin, he comes in to do avoida. Anish misa. He does his avoida and there's a rip in his clothing. Misa. Death. In the middle of his avoida, it's his mishmar. He's there. He's about to do shchit. He's about to want to go. The shliach comes and tells him, Rabbi Yankiv, you're an ovel. A child, chas v'sholem, a parent, sibling, was nifta. So if he's not a kohen gadol, he's not allowed to do the avoda. Is he allowed to walk out? Tragedy happened. Min hamikdash lo yetze. It's a chiyuv even on a korban, on a kohen head yoit. Min hamikdash lo yetze in such a matzav. Why not? It's kvoid hamikdash, the seriousness of avoda. You don't come to avoid the shsuye yayin. You drink a revius yayin. Revius. That's speaking about finishing off a bottle. One revius. A bissel geschmack or lachter, you know, a bit lighter, nothing much more. That's not the way to do avoid in Mikdash. You can't come krue begodim, unkept here, show respect. There's no walking out. You don't walk out because something else happened. Be it a greatest tragedy. You don't walk out. This kvoid ha'avoido. Kvoid ha'mikdosh. Kvoid of the mitzvah that you're about to deal with. So right now, a kainedit is also ba'avoido. But you're not going to walk out. More than that, according to the Rambam, machlek is Rambam Ramban, you get a according to the Rambam, a Kohen who comes into Migdosh with a Kera in his Begodim, or Megudal Seyar. Megudal Seyar doesn't mean he's a hippie. It means he hasn't had a haircut within 30 days. A Kohen Gadol is Mestaper B'chol Yoyim. Properness of Havoida. According to the Rambam, even Shaloi B'Shas Havoida, there's a love. You get Malkus for coming into Mikdash that way, even if we're not doing Havoida. According to Ramban, it's a Jabonon, Midivrayim. According to the Rambam, Iker Adin, a Kohen who walks into Mikdash with unkept hair, with the Karua Begodim, will get Malkus. There's two midos in Yiddishkeit which have to exist in every mitzvah, and they're the fundamental basis of all avodas Hashem. Mid of yira and mid of ahava. Va'avtas Hashem adoikecha v'chol levavcha v'chol nafshecha v'chol ma'idecha. We're supposed to train ourselves to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to love his mitzvahs, to cherish them more than anything else in life, to enjoy their closeness to Kedusha, their closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to hate any richuk, to despise in hisrachakus, coming from a place of ti'uv, of hatred. I can't take tumah. That's where we have to build ourselves. We have to build ourselves with tremendous love towards mitzvahs. A hishtoikikus, yearning for Kedusha, wanting to come close to Hashem. That's we have to train ourselves onto that. But that's not enough. That's the mitzvah of Ahava. V'ahavtas Hashem. The mitzvah that we have to repeat twice a day and ingrain ourselves, we have to get to. There's another mitzvah. Hashem lekecha tira, moira. Specifically, Mikdosh has the element Mikdosh Yitiro. Mikdosh, it's the greatest madrig of Ahava, also could be and should be reached in Mikdosh. But the greatest level of Yira also is to be in Mikdosh. Mikdosh Yitiro. Leimana Mikdosh Atayare. And when you come to Mikdosh, it has to be with that attitude. You don't walk into Mikdosh not with a moir and a pach, and maybe she can shmoy b'bayi sagod laze. You can't walk in with a cell phone, even in your, let it even be in your pocket. Just like you can't walk in with your wallet into Mikdosh. You don't walk in with anything which is connecting you to the mundane external world out there, distracting. It's a way to walk into Mikdosh. You can't go, Bitzroy should be big doy. You're not allowed to walk in with the wallet. It's a doraisa job. That's not the nakuda. For God, it is. But it's all part of this general halach of Moira Mikdosh, how to walk into Mikdosh. And it's true about every Mikdosh mat also. And on a understanding of the spirit of halachas, of halacha. Is it the rice of walking with the cell phone to base medrash? Nay. Is it wrong? Absolutely. Mikrach this halacha. It's a Mikdosh mat. B'shas the person is oisik b'torah, not to allow things to distract him, and to have the right attitude. Nachzu to the ikar adin, the din mikdosh. Yira has to be mashlim ahava, ahava has to be mashlim neyira. You have to have both midos. Both midos are crucial for the growth of every individual as a Jew. Specifically, in the day of Chinuch, of the Mikdosh, there was much more severe. The severity of the chiyuv moira was so much greater. That's why in the day of chinuch, Nadav Avihu died on the spot. When they did Asher Lo Tziva, they weren't medakdek, betachlis hadik to do everything. Kasher Tziva. They died on the spot. Eish Yotz Amin Lefnei Hashem. Vatoichal. In the tkuf of chinuch, shnois chinuch, it's so much more important to be medaktik, to be much more careful. It's a tkuf of chinuch. Tkuf of chinuch is mechayiv much, much more on every yochid, how he conducts himself, how he's misnayig. The day of chinuch of the Mishkan, yotz eish yotz mon fnei Hashem straight away. There's no erech apai. And killed Nadav Avihu on the spot. As I already mentioned this to you, another tremendous limud Musar Aska that we have to learn from Nadav Avihu is b'kroi v'ayakodesh and adarabah, because they're kroi v'ayakodesh. What does Rashi say b'kroi v'ayakodesh? Bekreva bebechirei, in my chosen ones. And Moshe said, "Hu Asher Dibra Hashem." Says Rashi, "Eichon Diber." V'noyadeti shomad bnei Yisrael. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him that he will be misvaid, he'll be mashvi his shechina in the Mikdash. He said, "V'noyadeti shomad bnei Yisrael. I'll be noyad over there." V'nikdash bechvoidi. He told Moshe, "Avedu v'nikdash bechvoidi." What is bichvoidi? Al tikri bichvoidi ela b'mchumbadai. That the Hashem HaGodol HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him will be miskadesh through my chosen ones. Omar leMoshe l'Aaron, Aharon Ochi, my dear brother Aharon, Yodei Aisi sheyiskadesh habayis b'mudov shel mokoyim. V'aisi sover, it's going to be oibi, oibicho. Achshev lo yani shehem gdoilim imeni u'mimcho. They are greater. There was an element of greatness which they had more than me and you. Which Nadav Avihu had. Nadav Avihu, they were the greatest in Klal Yisrael. V'nikdash b'chvoidi. Now what's the concept of, why is there in Niskadish Shmoy HaGodol by punishment done to the tzaddikim? It's a tremendous Musar Haskel when a tzaddik is punished, when Nadav Avihu were punished. There's no discounts because you're part of a special club. You don't get off because you're Haredi, you're a yeshiva man. There's a person that has no entry ticket into Gan Eden because of his social grouping. There's no discount in wrong behavior because of being a bocher who learned Bahasmada Nifla 14 hours a day for 6 months. Do something wrong, there's no discount. You gotta do tshuva on the spot and you can't allow anything wrong. Ein kaseh davar. Wrong behavior by the greatest of Klal Yisrael is not to be nizbal. If Nadav Avihu did something wrong in the wrong time, in the day of chinuch of the Heilige Mikdosh, the Mishkan, they did something wrong. Eish yotza milufnei Hashem. That's what the nikdash bechvoidi is. The importance of actions, the chshivus of zehirus of kvoid of Mishkan and Mikdosh. End of this week's parasha. Dine Tuhum of the Tahara, specifically beginning with Isurei Achila, Tumas Ochlin. Dogim, Tahirim, which are Dogim, are Tmeim. Shrotzim, Tmeim, and Chagovim, which are Tahirim. Behemis, which are Tomei, Behemis, which are Tahir. Isa Nevela, Isa Trefa. The Pasha finishes off, Kani Hashem Elokeichem, V'yis Kadishtem, V'yisim Kedoshim, Ki Kodesh Ani. V'lo Yisitamus, Nafshin Yisoichem, Chol Asheretz, Harimis Aloretz. Kani Hashem, Hama'ale Eschem, Eretz Mitzrayim. Li'es Lochem Le'elokim, V'yisim Kedoshim, Ki Kodesh Ani. Nochamol, nochamol, nochamol. Is kadisht? Ani Hashem Elokeichem. Ani Hashem Elokeichem. Ani Hashem. Is kadishtem? Isim kedoshim? Ki kodesh ani. Nochamol. Amat? Ki ani Hashem? Is kadishtem? Ki kod? Isim kedoshim? Ki kodesh ani. Rashi points out the Chazal, the Teres Koyanim. It's a Tigmor Bometzi also. Bometzi in Samachalef. Kani Hashem Hamale Eschem Meretz Mitzrayim. What's Hamale Eschem Meretz Mitzrayim? Zok Tigmor. Tonet Berav Shmuel. Bekulon Ksiv Hoitzesi Eschem Meretz Mitzrayim. What's Hamale? What's the Male? I uplifted you from Mitzrayim. I uplifted you from the Mitzrayim, from Mitzrayim. I'm to say, from, I uplifted you from being part of the Tomei culture of Mitzrayim, being a goy. I was moitzi eschem. But moitzi is what? Kolatera kula, the concept is always in Yashem. Asher hoitzeisi eschem etz Mitzrayim. What's the lotion of the pasuk over here? Hamale, I uplifted you. And therefore, don't be metame with shrotzim, with macholis asures. Interesting lotion over here. Il moli lo yehileisi eschem etz Mitzrayim. Just that you should be clean. From Shrotzin Dayom, it already would have been enough of a reason to be Mal Eschem Eretz Mitzrayim. There's something very specific to Macholis Asurois, where it's Mitame the Nefesh, it's Mitame the person, it creates the absolute opposite of Ma'ale. It's Moirid. It makes a person into Tomei. That's the whole concept of. The ganze zeit, the psukim over here speak about the kedusha samacholim. It's kedusha of the mensch, being makbid on tahara samacholim. It's the kedusha of the person. Person who's makbid on what he eats is a tohar from macholis asuris. He becomes a kodosh. Now there's two aspects to every mitzvah, and we have to darheret start. There's the element of Asher kidshonu b'mitzvoisov, and then there's the element of vitzivanu. Every mitzvah has in it the element that the mitzvah itself creates an uplifting and kiddush of a person. Mitzad etzem ha-mitzvah, the mitzvah is a mekadesh. Secondly, in every mitzvah there's being mekayim the rotzen Hashem of the mitzvah. If a person had great intentions, perfect intentions, but he didn't practically end up doing the mitzvah from a halachic standpoint of view, he might have the second element of vitzivanu. He did that which he thought he's mitzvah. But does he have the kedushas ha-mitzvah itself? No. If a person is chas v'shalom nichshal in ma'acholis asurois, but in a place where he wasn't over on the Gidrei Halacha and how it came about to him. Lemaisa, at Kama he ate a Dover Asr, it's Matamtem him, and it does the absolute opposite of Kedusha to him. Rabbeinu Tam says in Sefer HaYoshar, if a person finds himself that he is nitzal from eating a sheretz, person's picking up with his fork a little piece of cucumber, and as his eye catches a piece of little black dot, he takes a look, he says, oi, it's a mosquito. Hashem Yirachem. He sees him, and he chaps the tremendous siyata d'shmaya that he just was saved from eating maschos. Says Rabbi Nutam Sefer Asher, he should know that Hashem loves him. That Hashem loves all of us, but he should realize that Hashem saved him specifically out of a special that's a gilu yovahava. And where does that come from? As I already spoke out this idea many times, when a person does that which is up to him, and a person is misrachik from chait and he tries to do his best, Kadosh Baruch Hu will help him. Kadosh Baruch Hu will save him. Now, had he eaten it without seeing it, lemaisa would have been a shtikel metumtum. He would become tovei, and he would have the opposite of kedusha to him. Where's the Hilchos Machalos Asuros in Rambam? In Sefer Kedusha. Being purish from Machalos Asuros is Mekadish a person. Being makpid on Kedusha's Macholim is Mekadish, it's Mekadish a person. And the opposite is also true. As the Psukim over here hack our eye into the bones over and over, the Psukim over here give this Yisod. And there's this, and both elements are here. Because in every mitzvah there are two elements. The mitzvah, the macholis asurs themselves are metamtem, and they're marchik a person. Being misrachik from macholis asurus is ma'ale a person. That's what Kajbogu says, il mole lo yelesis chavet misham, just that to be marchik you from achilas shrotzim. Die. The etzem fact that we don't eat shrimp, each one and every one of us should be dancing away. We are uplifted beings. We don't eat sheretz hamayim. We don't eat sheretz ha'oif. We don't eat crabs. We are uplifted beings. We are tohor. We are kadosh. Would have been kedai to go out of Mitzrayim just for one mizach, nish to es and shrimp. We're Tahar, we're Kaddish. Dayom. And then, there's the Tzivanu. Ich esse nicht, weil ich kann Spruch mit mir geheißen, dass ich Tahar es nicht essen. And I'm being the Kaim Ritzoyne, he's Barach, I'm listening to the Tzivu, that he's Mitzav in me. This week's parsha is Porah. Porah, as I already mentioned, Tosfos in Brachos, Toch Kedei Dvarav, speaks about the Kriyas HaTorah that's D'oraisa. Ein lanu Kriya besides Zohar, and there is a Girsa there, Porah. And Ad Kedei Kachna Shulchan Aruch brings it as a Yesh Omrim. No one really understands. Or at least, I don't know, sorry. a real makor for Purim being the Araisa, and what's pshat in the makor for Tosfos, but it is brought down by Shulchan Aruch Yashom. The Shulchan Aruch also, at least, was at least as smart as stupid me on a level to know, L'chura, like, what's the makor, but he didn't mach it avek. He still brought it as a Yashom. Even though we don't exactly understand what the makor is, Achrayim try a bit of it. There's nothing. Nothing really clear cut with our mahalach of understanding lamdas, what's the makor exactly for it, but benkach
there is a din to read Pashas Parah this week. Either it's a din Daraisa, according to that Yeshomrim, or it's a din Rabbanon. What's the makar of the din? If it's a din Rabbanon, it's a din Daraisa. As a preference for Pesach. Pesach is coming. Rabbi Yisai, we're all Tmei Meis. And Sinish can go to Matzev. It can't be Tmei Meis. Pesach is coming. We've got to bring a Korban Pesach. Who has it been Korban Pesach? Me, you, we, all of us. And we can't bring it when we're Tmei Meisim. We need a Parah Aduma. So just because we didn't have one last year doesn't mean that we shouldn't have one this year. So let's get prepared. And that's why we have to lay... What? But we have to prepare ourselves that it shouldn't be that way. So we have other issues which we could solve. Other tumas hayitzus naguf can be toiv than a mayon to be nitar brain achanami, whatever. But look, even if it would be the chuya, if we'll have and we won't manage to get a parah aduma beforehand, but lamaisa, if we can, we have to do it betar. We have to do it betar. We have to make sure that we take care of our parah aduma in advance. So here we are, and we have to appreciate what we're doing. We're laying Parshas Parah this week. We're preparing ourselves, reminding ourselves, yes, Avrami, Parah Aduma, you Tamei Meis, you went to Oila Meis some time ago, you went to Beis HaKvaris. We have to prepare ourselves. That's what's going on. We have to realize that's the attitude. We're coming to Pesach. Pesach is coming. Pesach is coming means what? Kichulachem. We have a mitzvah, Yudal Nisan. We have to bring a Korban Pesach. Hopefully, we'll be able to do it. And we have to prepare ourselves to be able to do it. And part of it, the preparation is being matir ourselves. That has to be the attitude of a Jew. Just because last year we didn't have a Paraduma, we didn't have a Korban Pesach, 2 years ago we didn't, doesn't mean that it won't be this year, and we have to prepare ourselves. Just in case, we have to realize what's up. Now let me tell you a little secret. Let's just do a little arithmetic. If it's true about mitzvahs, like Korban Pesach, which hopefully we'll have, but the way things stand now, the matzav is that we can't be Korban Pesach yet. Allah has come and come, and there are mitzvahs that we know which are coming. We know mitzvahs matzah is coming, and we'll be able to be Mekayim matzah, hopefully. Let's hope. And Davin will all be healthy and well, and we'll live to Leil Tezvov. We're going to have mitzvahs mora. We're going to have mitzvahs sipritias mitzrayim. We're going to have mitzvahs v'gata lebincha properly, derech shayla v'tshuva, to be mesaper, b'yitzias mitzrayim kol yisrael alayla. We're going to have all the other hilchas achag. If we have to read Parshas Parah to come prepared, we have to learn the sugyas of all the other mitzvahs to come prepared. Everyone asks me, Rebbe, is it true we're going to be doing other sugyas before the end of this month? I want to focus on getting Shtik Lachem Matan Mois properly. It's complex enough. But ain't a chanami. But the ideal matziv would be if we take half time, if we'll manage a shira to a halavai, and if not, then benkach or benkach. But we have to be prepared for mitzvah zachag. How does a person prepare himself? Enough upland in the sugyas. That's the aleph base of what a Jew is all about. You don't come to a mitzvah unprepared. You don't even come to the month of Nisan without laning Parshas Parah, preparing yourself for the mitzvah Parah Aduma. With this in mind, first of all, Parshas Parah is coming. It's all up learning. A bit of Parah Aduma. Learn up the Inyanim. Open a Rambam. Open Mishnayis Parah Abyssal. Open a Minchas Chinuch. Familiarize yourself. Be a Gishmaki Yid, knowing what you're doing. Put yourself to it. Look up the Inyan of Parshas Parah. Doraisa Jabonon. Open a Shulchan Aruch. What's the reason of reading it? Midaf kumens a mitzvahs papir. Benkach u benkach. Come to the Haggadah prepared. Halavai. That I would be able to have share in Haggadah. Would be gewaldig. I would love it. I think you would love it too. But the mice, we have the Sidra Yeshiva. But every person should be miyachid time for himself to sit and learn the Haggadah. To sit and learn in Yoni Psochim. Not to come like an Amaris to B'dikas Chometz. So can it be a lamdin? To verstehen, machen gish rabinu tam and ramban, what's bitul chometz all about? To verstehen, aleph, just, dal kois, to verstehen a ingin, a sugya, to know what's going on, to come like a lamdin, to come prepared. A guten Shabbos, Rabbi Yisrael.